We had a plan to do something completely different this weekend. We were going to do a whole weekend down here at church as a youth group, but for various reasons, that didn't quite pan out. So last week, we had a kind of like, this pulse service coming up is not going to be what we thought it was going to be. So what we did was I got the pulse light team to get together, and during the service last week, they planned the service today. So far, I think they've done an absolutely fantastic job. But I came up into my office after the service, and on my desk was this huge bit of paper with tonight's plan on it. Okay, so game was sorted. It had all those things that we did earlier. The worship was sorted. It just had Tom's name next to it. The sofa was sorted. It just said sofa, daddy. I was a bit like, okay, I don't know what that means. I texted everyone, found out. And then it said talk. And then, so I looked at the theme they'd put at the top, and there it was, in big, it's a theme, defending your faith. And then it said talk, and I was like, I wonder who they've got to do this. Like, what brave person have they signed up to do this? And off, I'm here, they put Chris. But then in brackets next to it, they put, have fun. Thanks, guys, yeah. A week to learn apologetics. But no, it's good. And actually, I'm really excited that you guys kind of picked that topic. I'd love to know what was behind it and what kind of we're looking at exploring here. But it's an absolutely brilliant topic to look at, defending our faith. In 1 Peter 3:15, it says, always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you and give the reason for your hope. You know, we're supposed to be people who know the reason for why we believe. So I think it's brilliant. You guys want to know, and it's great that we all know how to defend our faith. We'll look at maybe the language used there in a moment, but it's brilliant that you want to do that. But before we, I don't know what you were going for, frankly. I don't know what they wanted and whether this is going to kind of scratch the itch. And if it's not, I know you're looking at me like we don't know what we wanted either. You wanted what?
Well, the thing is, we don't really know what we wanted either, so we just thought that you would know everything.
You thought I would know everything? Well, that's lovely, but no. Anyway, so, well, I'm going to do what we're going to do, and we'll see how it goes. But what I thought would be really good was to give tips on how to do this. Not so much give you the answers to all these really difficult questions, and if that's where you want to go, I did think for a while of just getting me and Tom up here on a sofa and for you to text in questions and to see if we could answer them. But we decided not to do that. If that's something you want to do in the future, please do it while I'm on holiday and invite Tom. But yeah, we could do that. But anyway, I thought I'd give us tips tonight about how we are to defend our faith. But before I do that, before we even get into the idea of how we defend our faith or how we give reasoned arguments for our faith, the first thing, before you can do any of that, is to know what your faith is. Now, you've got to know what your faith is. If you can't answer the question, what is my faith or what is your faith, then you can't defend it. You've got to know what it is. And it's no good having just kind of a head knowledge. You've got to know it kind of in here. All right, let me give you kind of an example. I was thinking about this, and Tom kind of did help me with this a little bit. All right, so, yeah, you can guarantee Tom's involved if there's food. So I thought, you know, we'll get a donut, okay? So I could tell you the history of this donut. Okay, I could tell you where it's come from. I could tell you how it was made, even. I could tell you the history of the donut, and I could tell you it's delicious. All right, but if you ask me why, how do you know it's delicious? If I said to you, because it says so on the box, that's a rubbish answer, isn't it? That's a rubbish answer. You don't want to know what it says on the box. You can read what's on the box. You want to know that that donut is tasty because I've experienced it, because I have eaten it, because I have devoured that and wrestled with it a number of times as I've devoured. You want to know what that is like because of my experience. And the same is true of our faith. People don't want to come to you for textbook answers. They want to come to you for answers that you can speak from experience. You can speak because you've wrestled with it yourself. You know, it's no good when somebody says, why do you believe that? To say, because Chris told me. Because Tom told me. Because Joff or Toby told me. That question, that answer is just useless to them. They want to know that you have experienced it and found it to be true yourself. And the only way to do that is to actually wrestle with it. To think about, what do I believe and why do I believe it? Even to question it. Now, I know that sounds weird to have a speaker get up and say, you know, this faith that we've kind of been talking about, question it. You know, it's a really strange thing to kind of say, but I am so convinced that when you do, you will find it to be true, that I have no worry about you exploring it. No worry about you wrestling with it, questioning it. Go for it. You know, really, really do question your faith. Look at it. Because actually, it's when you wrestle with it, it's when you take it into yourself, it's when you ask all those questions about it yourself, that it becomes a part of who you are. And then defending it becomes something far more passionate and far more amazing and something you can actually do. So, put that aside. Leave the donuts aside. Anyone want them afterwards, come see me. It's fine. Whoa, don't rush. No, afterwards. Defending our faith. Again, I don't want to call it defending our faith, right? Because that suggests somebody's attacking you. And I'm not entirely sure that's a helpful way to look at it. Perhaps a better word is apologetics, which basically means giving reasoned arguments for your faith. So let's look at that for a moment. What I want to do is just give you five tips, all right? Five tips on how to give reasoned arguments to your faith if somebody was to ask you. The first one, right, really, really simple. Anyone guess what it's going to be? No. Pray. First one, pray. As soon as somebody comes up to you and sort of asks you a question, perhaps sort of like, let's hope they don't lay into you, but so it comes up and says, you're a Christian, you know, why do good things happen to bad people, or why do bad things happen to good people? First thing to do is pray. Now, I'm not saying kind of immediately get down on your knees and go, Lord, help me, because that would be weird. But what would be really good is just sending a quick prayer up, just going, God, help. That's all you need to do, you know, because he wants to help. Because you think you're going into this alone, but actually you're not. You know, God is with us. So first thing to do is pray. You find yourself in that situation, pray. The second thing is much easier said than done. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. There's so many things that we can be fearful about when it comes to like defending or giving reasoned arguments for our faith. We might be afraid that we say the wrong thing. We might be afraid we don't say enough. We might be afraid that the conversation will end and nothing will have changed. Well, there are loads of things to be afraid of, but don't be afraid. You know, so many times in Acts, you know, we read of the disciples who are just like normal blokes, like they're fishermen and, you know, tax collectors. They're not the smartest of the smart by any means. And yet what happens is they're dragged in front of courts often and they're told to defend what they believe, defend their faith, and they do. But they don't do it out of their own strength, out of their own brilliant intellectual minds. They do it through the Spirit of God. And that's the truth, is that when you come into these situations, the Spirit of God goes with you. The Holy Spirit is the one doing the work, not you. You might be giving your understanding, but it's him that grows that seed. Perhaps a really helpful way of thinking about this is when you go into those conversations, don't see yourself as trying to reap this person into the kingdom of God. Think of yourself as somebody sowing a seed. Because so often we are afraid that this conversation is going to go nowhere. But the truth is that probably what's going to happen is that you're going to go away and neither of you will have changed your opinion. But what you have done is sown a seed into that person's life. A seed that God will grow at a later time. A seed that will grow when it needs to grow. So don't be afraid. Okay? So pray, don't be afraid. A third one, this is one of the most important ones. Don't get angry. All right, don't get frustrated. It is so hard because when somebody doesn't understand something, it can be incredibly frustrating. Or to be honest, some people may even come at you and be quite confrontational about it and be deliberately trying to wind you up, trying to get a rise out of you. But whatever you do, don't get angry or frustrated, because actually the way you say something is just as important as what you say. You know, they will remember if you said this thing in anger and in frustration, or whether you gave it humbly and kind of sensitively. I remember once, Lauren, do you remember, we went into Crestwood School when Lauren was doing an internship with me. I know some of you go to Crestwood School. And we went into this PSHE lesson, and we were supposed to be talking about creation and evolution and the Christian perspectives on it. But when we got in there, there was the teacher, and then for some reason, the daughter of the teacher, who wasn't at college that day, who had just done this in RE and wanted to be there for some reason. And then there was another teacher who we later learned out was the atheist evolutionary biology teacher. And it was clear he was here because he wanted an argument. And for some reason, this guy, we're not going to tell you who it was. You know who it was. This daughter, and they just basically went at it, didn't they? They just basically started having this massive debate, and we're going there like, I don't know what to do here. I mean, do we jump in? Do we stand back? But in the end, what we did was we turned around. We went aside for a moment. We just said, look, nothing we are going to say today is going to convince this teacher in particular that we're right. But what we can do is give what we have with love and care and humility. And hopefully that will make a difference. And you know, I still get to talk to that teacher. You know, if I had gone in blustering and kind of like, shut up, you shouldn't even be here. It wouldn't be able to have that conversation. But even now, when I go into the school, I can talk to that teacher. And you know, I'm praying that one day that seed will grow. But the way we say things is so important. And remember, this is just one interaction. You don't want to close the door to the others as well. So, we've got pray. Oh, man. I brought the wrong notes. There's nothing on them. Pray. What was it? Don't be angry. And don't be afraid. Very good. Thank you. And then the fourth one. Ask questions. Ask questions. You know, one of the things that is so bad at the moment in this world is we have people that are just so polarized. You know, you're either a Remainer or a Brexiteer or whatever. You're a Republican or a Democrat. Everyone is kind of split and thinks the other group are idiots. And what we need in the whole world at the moment is people who are willing to ask questions and listen. You know, you don't go into this going, I'm right, you're an idiot. Go in willing to ask questions of them. You know, Jesus did this all the time because what he did as he spoke to people was he got to the heart of their matter by asking them questions. He looked for the question behind their questions. Like, for example, if somebody comes up to you and asks, you know, why do good things happen to bad people? You know, that's a really big question. But what is the question they're really asking? What is behind it? Are they actually saying, why is bad stuff happening to me? Why was I born with abnormally small thumbs? Anyway, just ask Tom to give you a thumbs up later. But ask questions. Ask questions. Find out where they're coming from. Find what they believe so that you might be able to better explain what you believe to them. You know, ask questions, create that kind of dialogue rather than just trying to preach at them. You know, I bet Toby, when he talks to people, he doesn't just sit there and preach at them. He asks them questions. He brings them into a dialogue. You know, so we got pray. Don't be afraid. Don't get angry. And ask questions. The last one is, really important. Don't be afraid to say, I don't know. You know, it's actually really powerful to be able to say to somebody, do you know what? I don't know, but I'm going to go and find out for you. Because what you're doing there is you're actually opening another conversation another time. And it's much better to do that than try and bluff your way through something you don't actually know and come up with some random stuff that's utterly rubbish, but just because you feel bad not to have an answer. So, don't be afraid to say, I don't know, but make sure you do go and find out. Go out and wrestle with it yourself again. Find out what you believe and then go back to them. So, I don't know if that's what you guys wanted. If you want to do some deep, difficult questions another time, that's fine. But those are kind of the tips. First of all, know what you believe. And then if you find yourself in this situation, pray, don't be afraid, don't get angry, ask questions, and don't be afraid to say, I don't know. Now, I thought the best way to kind of respond to this would be to have a go. All right? So I'm not saying go out and find a random person and start making them ask you questions. But what I am going to say is, yeah, there's a question. Get into twos and threes and go. Have a go at answering that question. If you don't know the answer to that question, that's okay. That's okay. Say, I don't know. I'll find out another time. But then explore what is the question behind the question. What could somebody be wanting to actually ask there instead? All right, I'm giving you 2 or 3 minutes to just chat it through. Why do bad things happen to good people? What answer would you give to somebody who asked that question to you? Go, go, go. Answers, which sounds awesome. You can kind of carry on for a few minutes if you want to, or feel free to finish it off afterwards. What I thought we'd do to finish, I'm going to invite the band to come up and get themselves ready. But while they're getting ready, I thought what we'd do is we'd say something together. I know Narelle hates this, a bit of liturgy, but something we can share together. What we're going to say, we sang earlier the Creed, which is basically a statement of what we believe. You know, if you're sitting there today and you don't know what you believe, that's okay. That's okay, you know, but I can challenge you, wrestle with it, question it. And if you want to, come and talk to me or Toby, Joff, Tom, anyone about it. We'd absolutely love to talk to you about what you believe and what we believe. But what I thought would be really good to do tonight is to read together basically that song we sang earlier. It's called the Apostles' Creed, up there. And it's basically a statement of what the church believes. And it was really a long time ago, I'll just give you all the history, but it was really well thought out and thought over about what we believe as Christians. So what I thought we'd do, just to kind of all get on the same page, if you'd like to, is to all say this together. So, you all right? Can you see it?
Yeah.
Cool. This always goes a bit awkward, all right? We're going to try and all be together in this. Remember commas and things. Yeah, it means a breath. Yeah.
Like that.
Actually, why don't you
don't turn me up. No, don't turn me up for this.
Yeah, no, you do it. You do it. Okay, right. Okay, you ready? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.